Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 5th of May, and I'm recording at 9:40 p.m., and that's British Summer Time. Now, a quiet day here in the markets for the most part. Asian stock markets, Asia-Pacific, I should say, pretty mixed here overall. Probably the biggest mover was the Hong Kong Hang Seng Index, which was down just over 1.25%. However, the China Shanghai A-Share Index was up a tiny fraction, and that had been quite weak last month and earlier on this month, as you know. Now, but it is the second day, consecutive day of modest gains there. Europe mixed again, but off the lows. And they were helped by Wall Street because Wall Street had started off soft and then picked up and closed with modest gains, which I'll mention in a minute. I think one of the more interesting points in Europe here right now, other than the fact that the technical action's generally steady, and we would need to see closes below the lows of last month to indicate that patterns were losing that gradual ranging upward bias that they're currently showing, is that the UK FTSE 100 index, that's the broad UK stock market index, is up of big caps, I should emphasize. That is up above 6,800, and it achieved that on Friday. And this is the fifth time in 12 months that it's been up to these levels. Now, the range lows have also been edging higher, and 6,500 is probably an important level here about right now. As if that were taken out, it would question the current outlook for sideways to a higher ranging in the UK stock market. And that's being helped by some of the previously lagging mining sectors, which have been showing some signs of life, as you know. Another area where more than just signs of life are being shown, if I move on to the Americas markets, is that Brazil was up 0.88%. In here today. That's not a bad gain given what's happening elsewhere, but also following the big gain that it had seen on Friday. And the interesting thing is that Brazil is a big gainer since mid-March, up almost 20%, I believe. And that's part of the overall recovery that we're seeing in some of these lagging resources markets, which are late performers when bull markets really are long in the tooth. Now, what bull market am I referring to? Well, let's take Wall Street. Now, Wall Street, I mentioned, was weak early in the day, but closed with modest gains from just over 0.1% in the Dow, nearly 0.2% in the S&P 500, and the NASDAQ up a third of a percent here today. So really what this is suggesting to me, at any rate, is that some of those Russian-Ukraine fears are maybe which worried the market a little bit and initially, but again, there wasn't much news out here today. There were no new sanctions, and people know that the European sanctions are pretty much just a slap in the wrist anyway. And so we're mostly getting talk here coming from the West. although the US is in the strongest position to increase those sanctions on Russia. And it probably needs to do just that, but it's also very reluctant to do just that because no country really benefits from these sanctions, especially as there can be some reprisal sanctions that would be forthcoming. But that does leave Russia in a vulnerable position overall, and its market was down a little bit here again today. Now, elsewhere, precious metals maybe helped a bit by that Russian-Ukraine tension in here, although they've also been oversold and are getting further oversold rally. But they were all higher in here today. Palladium is very much the leader. It's been the case all along over the last 3 years. That's at 817, up nearly $5. We have silver, which is trading after hours here right now, but it's at $19.62, so that's up 7.5 cents in here today. And platinum, which has been in good form over the last week and a bit, is at 1451 and change. That's up nearly $11. Gold bullion is at 13.10, and remember, these had good moves on Friday on concerns over the Russian-Ukraine tensions, and they're following through on the upside here today. So gold up $10.5. So that's, as I say, overall quite steady action. Crude oil, which I think is a good litmus test, at least the Brent crude for concerns over Russia, but that was down over $1 in here today. So maybe a little bit, maybe some hedge longs being unwound on Monday, particularly if they were short-term positions that had been put in over the weekend, just in case. And anything else in here? Well, in currencies, it's interesting, the U.S. dollar index. Now, this remains soft. It's just hovering here at just below the 79.50 level. Remember, the US dollar index, that's against the European currencies. And there are a lot of lows over the last many months, extending back well into last year, down near the 79 level. And as I've mentioned before, they were always followed by upward dynamics on the upside. But we certainly haven't seen any upward dynamics so far. And if you just take the chart on its overall appearance, you can say, yes, it's somewhat oversold in the short term, but it's looking weak and susceptible to at least a short-term downward break, and that will remain the case until or unless we do see an upward dynamic. This is interesting. I'm sure that the Fed is quite happy to have the US dollar relatively soft in here. My own view is that the dollar is actually quite competitive at these levels, but this soft dollar does help corporate profits in the in the US, and it also helps export earnings, and I think that those cheap that this cheap valuation will cause the dollar to recover over the longer term. But again, I'm just to repeat this point, I'm quite sure that the Fed's very happy to see it remain soft here. Whether the European Central Bank is as relaxed about seeing the euro up at 138.75 right now, or the Bank of England is as happy to see the sterling up at 1.6869 against the US dollar, I'd certainly be less certain about that, because those are high levels for both the euro and sterling in here, albeit against quite a soft dollar. Elsewhere in currencies, for once the Chinese renminbi did not weaken here today. It actually had a little bit of a little bit of a rally overall, but this has been a strong move downwards recently. So I would be surprised if we saw more than a little oversold a temporary little oversold rally. And clearly, this is a policy change as far as the Chinese government is concerned. And what else here? Last but not least, in the grain and bean complex, we have soybeans down a little bit, corn higher, up another 8 cents, 508 cents. It's sort of ranging sideways to gradually higher. And wheat. Wheat touched a new recovery high in here today, but it couldn't hold the gains. It got up to $7 and four, just over $7.40, but still closed at 7.29, and that's up 13%. And I think that initial jump over 7.40 and on top of last Friday's gains was really due to a concern over Ukraine wheat production. Ukraine is a big wheat exporter, as I mentioned before, and with all the turmoil there, there are doubts over the viability of that crop this year. And I think those are very much the highlights in here today. So, all the very best to all of you.